The chloralkali plant, now owned by ERCO worldwide, has long been the focus of the DNR and environmental groups. That's because the 1,100 pounds of airborne mercury the plant says it puts out every year amounts to about a quarter of Wisconsin's airborne mercury emissions. The green group Oceana says it drove around the perimeter of the ERCO plant this spring and used a monitoring device that showed mercury levels up to 600 times the natural background levels previously measured by the DNR. The state says ERCO is not violating its air pollution permit, but Oceana spokesperson Jackie Savitz says her group's results show a need for more monitoring.
The people that are living or working in the vicinity of that plant are being exposed to significantly greater amount of mercury than what you normally would be exposed to. And we think that's cause for at least some additional testing and at least a systematic program to make sure that we aren't seeing a public health problem in that area.
Savitz acknowledges that ERCO has put in some mercury controls, but she calls those minor and says the firm should shift to mercury-free technology used by several other chloralkali plants. ERCO says it's willing to spend at least $50 million to make the change. But first, it wants the Public Service Commission to okay a deal to let ERCO cut its electricity bill and avoid a proposed electricity rate hike. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.